Will you join me in the call to worship? The Lord is merciful and gracious. This is our new commandment in Christ.
As Jesus loves us, let us love one another.
Let us worship God, our gracious God. Your love was embodied in Jesus Christ, who washed the disciples' feet on the night of his betrayal. Wash us from all sins, sin, that in hours of danger we may not fail, but follow your Son through every trial, and praise him always as the Lord and Christ, to whom be glory now and forever. Amen.
May we stand for our hymn number 202, An Upper Room Did Our Lord Prepare.
Be seated. Almighty and ever-living God, we come before thee tonight, not trusting in our own righteousness, as we approach the table, but trusting in yours, for it is always your property to have mercy. You have provided a way for each and every one of us here to celebrate life. We don't take for granted this moment as we approach this holy space, this holy place, this holy night, and the commandment that you have given to us. Lord, by the power of your Spirit, I pray that each of us here tonight, in our approach to this sacrament, would commit ourselves not only to you, but one another, in love, in healing, in wholeness, and in peace. In your name we pray. Amen.
Exodus 12, 21 through 28. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the door frame. None of you shall go out of the door of your house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame and will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. Obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants. When you enter the land that the Lord will give you as he promised, observe this ceremony. And when your children ask you, 'What does this ceremony mean to you?' then tell them, 'It is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when he struck down the Egyptians.' Then the people bowed down and worshiped. The Israelites did just what the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron."
Matthew 26, verses 26 through 30, Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper. As they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take it, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of new covenant, which is shed for many for their remissions of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink in new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives.
Join with me in our affirmation of faith. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have all turned our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. so moving, so powerful. And I hope that your soul is already soaring and is already sensing and feeling just the awesomeness of our time shared together.
Thank you.
Join me on the back of your hymnal with the prayer of the chalice. Let us pray together. Father, unto thee I raise my whole being, a vessel emptied of self. Accept, Lord, this my emptiness, and so fill me with thyself, thy light, thy love, thy life, so that these, thy precious gifts, may radiate through me and overflow the chalice of my heart into the hearts of all with whom I come in contact with this day. Reveal unto them the beauty of thy joy and wholeness and the entire serenity which nothing can destroy. Amen. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this will everyone know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. It's been said that nostalgia is recalling the fun without remembering the pain. The warm feelings that we often have for times past partially stems from the misguided conviction that human misery is a special ingredient of our own time, the good old days. Remember? No, you don't. When I was 12, but had a friend over and I was showing him how I could drive my daddy's pickup. I turned it over in the ditch. Wow, what a ride. It was better than anything at the fair that year, until daddy got home. The good old days. What were they for you? The roaring 20s, the gay 90s. I loved the 60s. Gosh, those bell-bottom flowered jeans and those stacked heels and, oh, gracious. Woodstock, oh, the 60s, wow. The 70s, 80s, 90s, what were they to you? The good old days. Some of you here can remember the kerosene lamps, the rocking chairs on the porch, no cell phones, electronic devices, microwaves or computers. What were the good old days for you? Really, were there ever any simpler times? It seems like each age and stage has its own set of difficulties. The good old days, on closer inspection, really don't have the glitz and the glamour we think they did. We don't want to go back to the tough times. Our lives today can get so hectic and be so stressful. Trying to be politically correct in a not so politically correct world. Violence, corruption, every sin known to humanity taking place right here in Bainbridge, Georgia. And Jesus says, y'all love one another now. Give me a break, Lord. You really think that's going to work? Give me the good old days. You know, back when there were only 3 channels on TV. And the news only came on in the evening. Back in the good old days when we didn't have all those news shows all the time and we didn't know everything that was going on in the world all at once. A time when people minded their own business. Let's just sing and be happy in our ignorance, Lord. You know, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It was good enough for me. But there you go again, Lord, with all this love stuff. A new commandment? You didn't think 10 were enough? Okay, Jesus. What's so new about what you've been trying to teach us? You've been doing this for 3 years. You've modeled this for us every day. And I agree it's a good thing. It really is. And I can handle, Lord, loving and serving and giving. All this actually has become easier now that I've gotten older. And Lord, around the table, I thank you for supper tonight. Wow, we're having a good time sitting here. So much has happened since Sunday, Lord, when thousands of voices sounded as one, praising you and blessing you and shouting, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And now we're sitting in the upper room, and there's a cool breeze blowing. Yes, I know it was tense at first, Lord. It really was, with all that fussing and squabbling about who was the greatest and the foot washing. And that thing about one of us betraying you, who could do such a thing? But things have loosened up, Lord. Let's just stay around the table. I'd really like for this evening to end at the table. I like this communion thing, Lord. Oh, wow, that you've instituted. Though I don't fully understand that body and blood thing yet. Are you really talking about sacrificing yourself? But I sure like that bread and that Jerusalem Sauvignon. This communion thing is special. Like the good old days in Scripture. You remember us camping out, Lord, eating fish and hush puppies and grits around the campfire, telling stories of our youth, all those fishing stories, the ones that got away, and hearing you talk about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and all those parables. Lord, did you know that Matthew would write 6 chapters between Sunday and Thursday? And Mark would write 4? And Luke 3? I sure am glad you explained all those parables. I don't know that I would have ever gotten all of them. And you talking about the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And our time relaxing at Bethany with Lazarus and Mary and Martha. You driving the money changers out of the temple and told them that your house was a house of prayer? Keep talking, Lord. But leave out all that stuff about suffering and dying. Time to go, you say. Where? The garden? You know the one across the Kidron Valley called Gethsemane. The wine press. Lord, now that's a long way. And it's dark. Now, I know gardens are lovely places, Lord. They're useful, peaceful, tranquil. The flowers are blooming and the trees are budding, but it's dark, Lord. We can't see any of that. Not at night, Lord. It's dark. And you've told us what's coming next, and I really don't want to be a part of it. I find myself not wanting to go there, Lord. Gardens are great, but not this one. Not tonight. I don't want to go there, Lord. I'll eat the bread. I'll drink the wine. I'll walk the dusty roads with you. I'll set the table. I'll go get the donkey. I'll wash feet. I'll heal the sick. I'll raise the dead. But not in the garden. Will I pray with you? Yeah, Lord, I'll pray with you. But let's do it here, around the table. The garden this time of night is a lonely place. It's a depressing place. And it's a place where I might have to answer that question that was asked at the table. Is it I? I want to go back to the good times. Around the table. You know, past the fried chicken and another glass of wine. You've talked so much about physical pain and mental pain and you suffering, and you've been talking about all of this, and inevitably we find ourselves up against some insolvable mysteries. Why must you suffer? pain. You spent the last 3 years, Jesus, alleviating the pain of others. And we don't want pain of any sort. No suffering here, Lord. We don't even like to see others suffer. And the intense anguish we see on your face, it's almost immobilizing the body and drains the spirit. I know we all have a threshold for pain, Lord, and it varies from one another. But despite all the complexities, and perhaps the best definition of pain is simply, it hurts. So, Lord, do you see and hear where I'm coming from? It's okay to read the story. And I have. And you have. But, Lord, it's disturbing to hear you talk so much about your sacrifice. And then you wanting us to be a part of it. I want to go back to the table, Lord. It really will be easier, Lord, talking about your pain and anguish and suffering and cross over another glass of wine. I don't want to go to the garden. I know I'll fall asleep, and I might be the one. It's been a long week, Lord. Services every day in 4 different churches. Having to keep the same work schedule, and possibly 2 more services tomorrow at lunch and a Good Friday service someplace. I'm really too tired to go to the garden. I know we've got to go, Lord, but it's painful on so many levels to leave the comfort of the table and the upper room. And I know, I've read the story, Lord. You're doing all this for me. And for the millions and billions yet to be born. And those drops of blood instead of sweat are for me. All of this is not easy to think about. And then again it is. When I realize what you're doing for me. And when you said, love one another as I have loved you, there is no greater love than this, that one lay down his life for a friend. And Jesus said, you are my friends if you do what I command you to do. I don't call you servants any longer because servants don't know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from the Father. Well, we're almost there, Lord. And we're in the garden. And yes, I, like a lot of the others, fell asleep. I know the story. And I know what's coming. And I can hear them coming, Lord. And they're coming for you. I know we call tomorrow Good Friday. And it's the day you get crucified and nailed to the cross. We're in the garden. And I can hear them coming. I'll be there tomorrow, Lord. But not too close. Hear this, people. All those who journey soon or late must pass within the garden gate, must kneel in darkness there and battle with some deep despair. God pity those who cannot say, not mine, but thine, who can only pray. Let this cup pass and cannot see the purpose of Gethsemane. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
May we stand for our hymn number 529.
After the soldiers took Jesus away, the disciples fled into the night, quietly seeking their own place. And as we leave quietly and leave in silent prayer, we know that the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Go now in his peace. Amen.